Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Ja, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
My wife, Adrian, has always been a sleep talker. I'd shuffle in bed, and all of a sudden, she'd be wide awake, saying something incoherent. I'd ask her what she meant, but she'd be sound asleep the very next moment. It creeped me out at first, but in time, I learned to ignore her remarks and just let her say her things and fall back asleep. That was until 1 week ago. I had woken up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and after having a midnight snack, return to bed. Now, my wife sleeps on the right side of the bed on her left side, while I alternate between sleeping on my left side and right side. This particular night, I slept on my left side, and after a few minutes, I shifted and faced Adrian. Almost as soon as I did so, I felt a firm grip on my arm. I shut open my eyes and saw my wife staring at me, wide-eyed. "Adrian, is everything..." "Wait," she interrupted me with concern in her voice. Normally, I would have ignored this, but she never did it like this before. She never grabbed me at all, let alone with such feverish strength. And she never had her eyes open, let alone open so widely she looked like she was listening in on something as she held her breath. So, I decided to focus myself and figure out what it was. A moment later, she released my hand and said, "It's okay." And then she fell back asleep. A little baffled by the whole thing, but not too concerned, I decided to fall asleep as well. I'd even forgotten about the whole thing until the next night. I was already asleep when my wife woke me up with another strong grip on my forearm. I groggily opened my eyes and asked, "Honey, what are you..." "Shh, don't move," she whispered with a quivering voice. I shut my eyes open, instantly awake. Adrian's eyes were open as well, but she wasn't looking at me this time. She was looking behind me. And that's when I heard it. Soft, barely audible footsteps right over my shoulder, as if someone was tiptoeing on the carpet. I felt my heart begin to race faster. Should I just jump out of bed and call the police? What if the intruder was armed? The footsteps moved from a nightstand to the foot of the bed. Adrian followed the intruder with her eyes, never once blinking. Maybe the figure was about to leave, I thought to myself. My hope was short-lived when I saw Adrian's eyes slowly following the new batter of footsteps back from the foot of the bed to behind me again. The footsteps were inconsistent from there, sounding as if someone had made a step or two and then stopped, then went back, then returned to the foot of the bed, then back to the nightstand, etc. This went on for what I felt like was hours. I don't know what happened though, because the next thing I know, the glaring of the morning light and the chirping of birds permeated the bedroom, waking me up. I shot out of bed and realized my wife was not in there with me. "Adrian?" I concerningly said, running downstairs. She was in the kitchen making breakfast, the smell of fried eggs and bacon filling the air. "Adrian, are you all right?" I ran up to her and hugged her. Yeah, why wouldn't I be? She asked, taking the eggs out of the pan and putting them into the plate. There was an intruder last night. He was in our room. I mean, you woke me up to warn me about it. What? She smiled. Honey, you must have been dreaming. I stood my ground and told her that I was not dreaming, and neither was she, and that someone was clearly in our house. But she said she didn't remember anything. I checked all the locks and rooms in the house, and there was no sign of a break-in or anything missing. I started to think that maybe I really did imagine the whole thing. And then, the next night came. I was asleep, as usual, when something just woke me up in the middle of the night. I couldn't tell what, but what I knew right away was that something was wrong. I felt my heart beating fast, and when I opened my eyes, I saw Adrian staring back at me. She was really close to my face, and I heard her quivering breaths as she slowly tried to inhale and exhale. Very slowly, she brought her index finger to her mouth, as if to tell me to be quiet. I obeyed, perking up my ears in order to hear any unnatural noises. There was a shuffling sound coming from the wall behind me, in a steady and dragging motion. It was slow and long, and with each drag, sounding almost like whoever was there was trying to be quiet. I started to slowly turn my head, when I felt Adrian's hand on my chin. She turned my head forcefully back towards hers and mouthed no to me. I felt her fingers trembling as she held me. Her eyes focused on whatever was behind me, and suddenly the shuffling got much louder. Even if I had been asleep by then, I would have woken up now, because this sound was loud enough to wake up the neighbors. It went on, and then just suddenly stopped. Silence fell on the room, and I heard Adrian's more panicked breathing now. "Just stay still," she whispered, holding my chin even more firmly now, as tears started to form in her eyes at whatever sight was behind me. I held my breath for a moment, and then I heard it. Low, barely audible, raspy breathing, right above my head. It sounded as if the person above had difficulty breathing, as it steadily but painfully inhaled and exhaled with wheezing noises. I strained to see something, anything with my peripheral vision, but I couldn't catch anything in the dark. I hadn't even realized how stiff my entire body was, until I felt a cramp in my calf. Slowly, I stretched out my leg under the blanket, trying not to arouse suspicion. However, as I did so, my knee popped loudly. The person, or creature, or whatever it was, inhaled sharply and stopped. There was suddenly dead silence in the room. And then, it started sniffing the air curiously, taking long whiffs. I held my breath, feeling my heart beating against my chest violently. I closed my eyes, bracing myself for whatever the creature was about to do, and then it continued wheezing. The sound moved further away from me to the foot of the bed, and then to the wall opposite of the bed, where it continued the steady shuffling noise. Shuffle, wheeze, shuffle, wheeze. I desperately darted my eyes around the room, but Adrian held my chin firmly, not letting me move my head. The shuffling moved further away from my side, and I saw a dark figure come into view of my line of sight as it slowly moved to Adrian's side of the bed. I couldn't discern any distinctive features on the creature. All I saw was that it was hunched over and tall, but I couldn't tell anything else in the dark. The creature stood at the wall behind my wife, wheezing a little more slowly now. It stood there for a few minutes before turning around with a soft sound of footsteps and coming back around to my side of the bed. The next few hours were a blur, with the creature walking about the room, breathing raspily, scratching, shuffling. I must have passed out at some point, because again, I woke up in the morning. I immediately jumped out of bed to the dismay of my wife, who was still half asleep. "Joel, what's wrong?" she asked, propping herself up on her elbow. "There was something in here with us last night," I shouted, frantically looking around the room. "What?" She immediately got up, visibly distressed. "Don't you remember? We were both awake," I said, spinning in the room, looking for any evidence of intrusion. "Honey, what are you talking about? Are you feeling okay?" "Look, I'm not crazy. Something was in here last night with us. You really don't remember anything?" Adrian sighed, her previous look of fear turning into one of concern and patronization. "Sweetie," she said, "you've been working really hard lately. Maybe you just had a nightmare." "No, it wasn't a nightmare," I snapped. "Don't you understand? There was something here, goddammit." I immediately regretted having an outburst like that, because I could tell from Adrian's sudden silent treatment that my shouting hurt her. She got out of bed and went downstairs, and I was left feeling guilty and confused. I spent the day googling sleep disorders, and the only similar thing I came across was sleep paralysis. I had double-checked every lock in the house, and since there was no signs of intrusion, I ruled out the possibility of a break-in. Something paranormal or unexplained was out of the question, so I simply figured I must have had a vivid nightmare or an episode of sleep paralysis. Night came, and Adrian and I went to bed, as usual. I was exhausted from the lack of sleep and overwork from the previous couple of days, so I mentally got ready for more sleep tonight. I woke up in the middle of the night, and this time I knew exactly what had woken me. My wife was firmly holding my wrist, so much that I felt my fingers going numb. She had the same wide-eyed stare as the previous night. Almost as soon as I opened my eyes, the shuffling behind me became audible, followed by the wheezing sound from last night. I stiffened my body, trying not to move an inch as the wheezing got closer. It stood right above me, and from the way the sound shifted from left to right, I assumed the creature was swiveling its head. It started inching closer and closer, Adrian's eyes following the creature slowly as it descended towards my face. The wheezing got louder by the second, until I heard it right in my ear. I felt the warm breath with each exhale and heard every crooked sound its throat produced. I closed my eyes and held my breath, silently praying that the creature would go away. A moment later, the wheezing removed itself from my ear and went towards the foot of the bed. I felt weight on the mattress as the creature sat down, wheezing more steadily now. Adrian and I maintained eye contact with each other, too petrified to move with this abomination in the room. The creature stood up and began wheezing more violently again. There was the sound of shuffling on the opposite wall as it got further from my side. It shuffled along the wall and slowly moved to the left side, going along the wall behind my wife. By now, my eyes had already adjusted to the dark, and I could see more clearly with my peripheral vision. What I saw made me wish I hadn't opened my eyes. It was a man, or at least looked like one. It was shirtless, from what I could see, and had some sort of rag covering its private parts as a makeshift skirt. The head of the creature looked bald, and the skin, at least in the darkness, looked sickly grey. The creature firmly held both its palms on the wall, fingers spread out, as if it was trying to get a good grip. It slid its palms across the wall, causing a steady, unnerving shuffling noise step by step. It moved to the left like that, its face almost pressed against the wall. The creature was right behind Adrian now, and when I looked at her, I saw her holding her eyes firmly shut, tears flowing down her face. She let out a meager whimper, and the creature immediately stopped rasping. It jerked its head to the left, sniffing the air curiously. It turned towards the bed, and I almost let out a whimper myself. The creature had no eyes. Everything else about it seemed human, but where the eyes should have been, there was skin stretched across the eye socket. It stood hunched over, wheezing and sniffing the air, and at moments standing completely still, as if listening for any noises. After a moment of not being able to find anything, it continued its unpredictable task of feeling the walls. It went on like that for a short time, until there was a sound so loud that it permeated the entire room. My phone vibrated upon the wooden surface of my nightstand, sending shivers down my spine. The creature immediately turned its head in the direction of the sound and let out a growl, which resonated with malice. It ran across the room, the heavy thudding of its feet reverberating all over the place, and stopped right in front of my stand. I heard its raspy breathing right above my head once more, as it felt around the nightstand with a cacophony of wheezes and growls. I prayed the whole time for the creature to not happen upon my face, as Adrian stared at it, her pillow visibly soaked from tears. When the creature didn't find anything, it let out a disappointed growl and trudged back to the wall, where it continued shuffling from left to right and vice versa. This went on for a long time, until I once again woke up in the morning. I shifted in bed and heard Adrian say, "Stay still." I jerked my head towards her and realized that she was still asleep. She mumbled something, so I leaned in to hear her better. "If you move, it'll get you," she said. "What does the creature want?" I whispered. She mumbled something, which I couldn't make out. "What?" I asked again, inching closer. "Its eyes," she said.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure, startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach, integrier und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.